KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, connecting generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Since 1991, the foundation has provided more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships, helping students pursue education and training that strengthen our communities. Every scholarship tells a story and is an opportunity created by donors who care about the future. Join us and consider how your gift today or planned gift for tomorrow can make a lasting difference. The Homer Foundation, celebrating 35 years of generosity, scholarships, and community.
It's Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game released its forecast Friday for the 2026 Lower Cook Inlet commercial salmon season. The department publishes the annual outlook to help commercial fishermen plan for the season. The Lower Cook Inlet area includes waters of Cook Inlet south of Anchor Point, stretching across to Cape Douglas and including the Barron Islands. State managers forecast a total common property harvest of about 447,000 salmon. That is the number of fish available to commercial fishermen in the regular open fishery, not including fish taken by hatcheries for cost recovery or broodstock. Sockeye salmon make up the largest share of the projected harvest, followed by pink salmon. Members also expect smaller harvests of chum, coho, and chinook salmon. Roughly 40,000 fish in the total are expected to be hatchery returns harvested in special areas. The rest of the projected catch is from naturally produced stocks. The Southern District set gillnet season is scheduled to open June 1st at 6 p.m. for a 48-hour period. Managers say they will likely hold additional openings on Mondays and Thursdays as set in regulation. The department expects to open parts of the Southern District to purse seine gear in mid-June to target hatchery sockeye returning to Leisure and Hazel Lakes and Tutka Bay Lagoon. In the Outer District, pink salmon are expected to make up most of the catch. In Kamishak Bay, sockeye salmon are expected to lead. Managers say July openings will depend on fish counts in local streams and lakes. The department says it will adjust opening dates, fishing time, and harvest estimates during the season as runs develop. The full season forecast can be found at adfg.alaska.gov. West Homer Elementary hosted a science activity night on Thursday with several community organizations. Emily Springer reports.
West Homer Elementary hosted science activity night on Thursday, February 26th. The event was primarily organized by fourth grade teachers Karen Corbell and Kate Crowley, but was open to all students in the general community of Homer. It consisted of 22 display tables from local, state, and federal science organizations, as well as the University of Alaska Kenai Peninsula College, local teachers, and student organizations. Federal organizations included NOAA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Each of the display tables required their own organization, and many included various forms of student opportunities for interaction, including winter birds and bird feeder activity with the West Homer Elementary Intervention Team, the opportunity to try on a wetsuit with Chris Holdreed from NOAA's Kitsitsina Bay Lab, an earthquake-proof engineering experiment involving mini marshmallows and toothpicks, sponsored by the 5th grade West Homer Elementary Team. Corbell and Crowley provided comments on what this year's event brought to the community. First, Corbell.
And I love that it's place-based. So much of what is being brought into this event are current things that are happening. UIA, Debbie, Dr. Tobin, she's bringing in like five different students. Two are undergrad. One is now their lab tech. I think she has a master's. That right there is so exciting because here these kids are going to meet these younger people that are in college studying, you know, to be scientists. So it really is that neat connection where you've got people really on feet on the ground doing the work, coming in, showing what they do, and then maybe inspiring these kids to pursue science someday. Yeah, and that's really exciting.
Kate Crowley added a few details.
The theme of the whole thing is science is life. And so science stretches into all different things. So I feel like there's like a really nice representation of what science can be in terms of like this field or that field. Or I was even thinking next year we could do like a brain science. Also, our third and fourth grade and fifth grade teams are coming up with tables as well that they're going to be interacting with students with.
Corbell completed the discussion with these concluding statements.
When something like this expands and becomes generated by many people who are enthusiastic, it does start to have a life of its own. And it is definitely an event that can continue, maybe not every year, but every other year. Mm-hmm. It depends like on how the scheduling goes. That's what gets me excited.
Yeah.
Even though it is additional things that we would do, all the planning and the efforts, it's worth it because of what it does for these kiddos.
Youth attending the event were provided with a booth passport and collected signatures to be entered into a prize drawing at the end of the evening. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And the Alaska House unanimously passed a prohibition on AI-generated child sexual abuse material on Friday. The bill is a longtime priority for a conservative Homer lawmaker, but as Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, lawmakers vastly expanded the scope of the bill just before passing it, including provisions that would severely limit children's access to social media.
The bill started with a simple concept: to update state laws against child sexual abuse material, what used to be called child pornography, to cover images created with artificial intelligence. Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance brought the bill forward.
Currently in statute, you have to prove the harm of an actual child. And what this bill does is says that anything that is generated obscene material of minors will be criminalized to the same level as if it were a real child.
And it had broad bipartisan support. Here's Representative Andrew Gray, an Anchorage Democrat who chairs the House Judiciary Committee.
You know, the bottom line is that AI has moving forward at lightning speed. Alaska is behind the curveball. We really need guardrails as quickly as possible to protect children first and foremost, but all of us.
All of us. Thanks to a series of amendments from Democratic Anchorage Representative Zach Fields and one from another majority member, the bill that passed the House expanded rapidly. The newest version also makes it a crime to create AI-generated sexual images of adults. Here's Fields.
I agree with the underlying bill. I also don't think that perverts should be able to create obscene sexual material about a 19-year-old.
But another addition to the bill drew some significant bipartisan pushback, an expansive package restricting children's use of social media. And it covers a lot. Anyone under 18 in Alaska would need permission from a parent or guardian to sign up for an account on a social platform, and they'd have a 10:30 p.m. social media curfew by default. It would also prevent platforms from advertising to minors or using any algorithm to feed them content based on who they are or their interests. Field says it's a public safety issue. He points to the recent arrest of a legislative staffer accused of enticing and exploiting children via Snapchat, and he says it's an effort to reduce social media's companies' influence on children.
I think the fundamental question with this amendment is, do parental rights supersede the rights of predators, and do parental rights supersede the right of multinational corporations, which, as we have heard, knowingly target children with addictive, destructive algorithms?
Field says he takes inspiration from a similar proposal in Utah. More than a dozen states have passed versions of what Fields proposed, though some have faced significant legal challenges from the tech industry. The idea drew criticism from across the political spectrum. Some lawmakers raised privacy issues, like how do you tell if someone is over 18 and that they're someone's parents? Others said the restrictions could be easily bypassed. Representative Dan Sadler, an Eagle River Republican, said he was worried the broad package of regulations could lead the bill to stall as it heads to the Senate.
If I could cast a single vote, make all these things happen to be law and be effective, I would do it in a heartbeat, twice if I could. But I fear that this is such a large issue that it imperils bogging down the rest of the good work that's in this bill.
And it wouldn't be the first time. In 2024, a bill that would have required pornographic websites to verify users' ages stalled in the Senate after House lawmakers added restrictions on children's use of social media. But Vance, the original sponsor, says she's not too worried. She was one of a chorus of House lawmakers on Friday who called on the Senate to fine-tune the bill before passing it into law. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
That's this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org.